Okay. We just want to welcome you all here tonight. We're going to be talking about three committees of CCLVI, the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, and that is the Public Relations Committee, the Membership Committee, and the Credentials Committee. So,
hi, everyone. This is Melanie Sinoe. So I have the privilege tonight of introducing three of our committees to you all and asking them some questions, sharing their achievements and goals, and then clearly introducing our advertiser for the evening. So tonight we are going to be chatting with the chair people of the Credentials Committee, the Membership Committee, and the Public Relations Committee. So we're just going to volley the ball back and forth between Zelda and Tom for the rest of the night. Zelda, do you want to give your advertisement now or at the end?
Absolutely. I think we should start off with it. Just a little information about CCLVI. And as membership chair, I really would be remiss if I didn't say this. Whether you were born with low vision or your vision has decreased over the years, the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, CCLVI, is an organization whose members understand you and in your experiences. We are dedicated to providing information and tips to help you live well with vision loss. Our weekly Zoom events, like this one tonight, are listed on the ACB community schedule. That's the end of my little commercial.
Well, thank you, Madam Membership Chair. And that is going to be our segue into the Membership Committee. So Zelda Gebhardt is our Membership Committee Chair. And Zelda, if you don't mind just starting out with, what does the Membership Committee do?
Well, the Membership Committee, according to our bylaws, it says the Membership Committee shall develop and recommend strategies for enhancing CCLVI's membership. It shall oversee the distribution of membership renewal notices to all at-large members. That is to be done by November 1st each year. That's kind of an overview of what the Membership Committee, our current members of the Membership Committee are Steve Fixdall, Valerie Reese-Lehrman, Lynn Coates, and myself. And we would definitely like to add 2 to 3 new members. So there's an opportunity here if you're a CCLVI member or if you'd like to become a member and be on this committee, you're definitely welcome. We are looking for people who are excited about exploring ways to keep members connected and to attract new members. If you like people and you want to make sure that they find out about CCLVI, this is the committee for you.
I think that's great and exciting. Zelda, can you tell us about what you've achieved in the last, let's say, year or 18 months, what the membership committee has done?
Well, a year ago, and we meet once a month, we have been meeting the third Thursday, which is tonight. And obviously, we're not meeting tonight. We're here with all of you. But we meet on a monthly basis. And we started out our year setting goals to retain membership, to increase membership, and to increase the member satisfaction. So to increase member satisfaction. And one of our goals we set was to get 20 or 50 new members over the year. And lo and behold, that's exactly the number that we achieved, 50 new members during last year for CCLVI.
That's exciting. I love the fact that we are able to touch more people and get more people involved and just spread the word. Zelda, what kind of do you have concrete examples of how you reached out to get those new members?
Well, we have put out information on like the leadership list, hoping that those leaders would go ahead and spread that through their affiliates. CCLVI is a special interest affiliate of ACB, of course. And so in each state affiliate, we're sure that there are people who have low vision that would benefit from also belonging to CCLVI, along with belonging to their state affiliates. And I find myself as a member of several affiliates that being a member of more than one affiliate is an advantage and doesn't distract from my time spent. I believe it enhances it, because what I've learned in one affiliate, I can maybe use in another affiliate. So I think it really adds to the experience.
I love it. Networking is the name of the game, right?
Right, exactly.
And I don't know if you all have been able to sit down to plan for the next year, but what goals, if you have, do you have for the next 12 months?
We have been talking about, and we'll be doing, we've been working on a member interest and satisfaction survey. We plan to send that out to the members in October. What we want to do with this is find out what our members' interests and needs are, so that we're not missing the mark. We want to be covering the topics that mean the most to them, that would enhance their lives. And we want to know, are we, you know, what kind of report card do we deserve? You know, what are ways that we can improve? So what is your overall satisfaction with this organization? And we want you to be honest with us. We want to improve what we're doing. And the only way we can do that is to find out from you, you know, what you would rather we do. You know, sometimes we can put a lot of time and effort into something that really is missing the mark. We don't really want to do that. We want to give you what you need.
More bang for your buck, right?
Right. You asked what another thing that we did last year. We tried to submit an article membership related in our newsletter, Vision Access. Each and every Vision Access, there was an article. And just to let people know we're thinking about them, making sure that they know how to access information, how to make use of the programs that we do have, all of those kinds of things, so that we could just show them the benefits of membership.
I love it. And I think that's so important, right? We pay dues to, you know, one, two, three, however many affiliates. And, you know, I think a lot of time we lose sight of what the value is, besides just what we're immediately involved in. So I think that's great just to have that reminder, because we're inundated with information. So I think that's a great thing to do. Zelda, I do want to move on to public relations. But before I do that, is there anything that you want to add before we open up to questions on the membership committee?
Well, I just want to say, if you are a CCLVI member and you are not receiving the ACB Braille Forum or Vision Access, please let me know. If you are not a member and you'd like to become a member of CCLVI, you can email me at CCLVIMembership@gmail.com, or call. We have a toll-free number, and that number is 844-460-0625. And I'll repeat that again before we sign off for tonight. But we want to hear from you, and the best way to do that is to connect.
That's great, Zelda. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Zelda about the membership committee?
And we do have a raised hand. Kathy's iPad, you may lower your, unmute and speak, please.
Zelda, how many members do we have right now altogether?
We have 271.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Any other questions for Zelda?
We have no hands raised at the moment.
Okay. Well, don't worry. She'll be back.
Great.
Can't get rid of me that easy.
I think we're all good with that.
All right.
Thanks, Zelda. So now I'm going to volley over to Mr. Tom Frank. If you would be so kind as to tell us about the Public Relations Committee.
Public relations is interesting. In college, because I didn't know what else to do, I got a BA in advertising public relations, and I didn't get a job after that. And the VA was paying, I might as well go get my master's in educational communications with a euphemism for school public relations, basically because public relations has bad PR, so they changed the name. So, or as I like to say, sometimes, you know, learn how to be a BS artist. Not really, but I like to thank Zelda for explaining what the purpose of public relations is. Thank you. Because a lot of people are saying what we need to do in CCLVI is get more members. If we just had more members, that would solve everything. Absolutely not. As Zelda pointed out, she is saying, what do we do? What programs do we offer? What benefits are there to joining? That's good PR, telling people, you know, what we do. And then we do this, we do that, we do the other thing, this benefits. And then later on, by the way, you know, how can I help? Well, number one, you can join, you can become a member. So you don't approach somebody and say, oh, just become a member of CCLVI and your life will be much better. It's let's help people's lives be better and then they want to join us. That's sort of the public relations view of things. What have we done? Well, at the beginning, we were working for to get a new publication and we were going to distribute it at the convention in Illinois. Yeah, guess what didn't happen? We didn't have the convention, no brochure. So over a period of time, we switched that to an online flyer, and Christine Shaken and I have distributed a limited out to area agencies on aging, but guess which groups are also not meeting in the communities? Area Agency on Aging, the community lunches and everything. So it's sort of put a damper to that. We'll continue to get that out. And then another thing Zelda pointed out, thank you very much. There are four tenets that we got jammed in our heads. Public relations is ongoing. You just don't say, oh, we need public relations now when things are going great or going poorly. You need it all the time. And that also means we are all ambassadors to CCLVI. And what you say is public relations. If you badmouth us, if you badmouth ACB, who's going to want to join us and tell their friends about the services we have? So you have to, everyone is an ambassador to the organization. So it's ongoing all of the time. Systematic. We haven't done a very good job of that in the past, and I'm working on it. And I've been working with Kathy and Zelda, actually at the direction of Patty, who talked to me about a month or so ago, that what she wanted the PR committee to do is to work on the programs, these Zoom programs, and get a systematic schedule, what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. And the rest of the committee, I haven't held a meeting in 2 months. Why? Because everybody knows why. Public relations has not been too good, and we're getting back on track. We have in the public relations, Christine Shaken, Zelda Gephardt, let's see, who would I get? Renee Seligson. I'm missing somebody there. Who am I missing, though? I'm always missing somebody.
Valerie.
Bad PR. Valerie. Praise Laramie. Yes, which I called the other day and said, don't forget to come on, Valerie, and you can speak up as well. So working with the program schedule. The other thing is right now our website, Kathy's working on that with e-communications to get that back up and running. And Christine Shaken and the rest of the PR committee, we've been working on the resources page, because if somebody asks me, you know, or you just notice somebody, I'm just having a little bit of problem with my vision. It isn't, you know, it's corrected to 20/70, 20/80, and I'm really concerned about this, you know, where can I go? Well, go to www.cclvi.org or whatever the website is going to be, and they can have resources. So, and once again, I put the membership sort of down, because a lot of times, see the organizations, the first thing you see is how you can join us, as opposed the first thing should be there, what we can do to help you, why you should come to our website, why you should come here for help. And then as part of it, then you say, oh, by the way, if you want to get involved and help, this is how you can do it. That's just a little plug for you website people. And once again, we've been working with that resource page. And the one thing we don't want to do is be redundant. And as Zelda said, she wants to do a survey of the people. And that's a good thing. Survey research is part of public relations. What do people, you know, what do our members want us to do? A lot of times we ignore our own members. Then folks that aren't our members, what would you like to see there about low vision? Do you want to know about medication? Do you want to know about medical research? Do you want to know about travel, having fun on the road? What do you want to do? Family matters. And that's another thing, is for us to work with other committees within CCLVI and other affiliates throughout the whole ACB family. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
You, Tom, are you all looking for new committee members? And if you are, what kind of skills are you looking for in them?
Somebody that really wants, that believes in the organization and wants to help get the word out. And also, I forgot to do the other way. Ongoing, two-way, public relations, ongoing, two-way, systematic and honest. Ongoing, two-way. So we listen. We're not just telling people what we're doing. We're listening. What do you want us to do? Systematic, which I mentioned, and honest. Be honest. I don't know the answer to that. I'll try to find it. Those are the things. So people that want to, let me put it this way. One area that we always need, I'm on another committee for the ABLE Library, or the Special Services Library here in Vermont. And I always ask the question each meeting we have, when everybody's giving the reports, and we're doing a great, fantastic job with the people we're reaching. And then I always ask the question, but who are we not reaching? Who are we not serving? And how do we get to them? So somebody that especially has expertise, well, you know, are we reaching the families of younger children that are with low vision? No, helping them make the transition. There's families. Once again, we don't want to duplicate, but are we, you know, coordinating with others? There's the one with aging, the Alliance on the Aging, you know, making sure we're reaching everybody.
And Tom, we have a hand up.
Ah.
Amanda,
Yeah, I have a question, Tom. How well is your PR committee doing at outreaching on social media?
Once again, we need to get involved with the e-communications committee. And I'll be quite honest, I'm 71. That ain't my generation. Every organization, yeah, we need to get younger people involved. Oh, yes, we do. And us older folks are willing to step aside, too, and let them take over. Believe me.
And Tom, we have two hands up.
Yeah. So once again, I want to emphasize, we need younger that understand all of the various and use it. I do not. So.
Understood.
Okay.
We have Kathy King who has her hand up.
Okay, Kathy.
Hi there. Thank you. Amanda, maybe a different part of your question is there's a subcommittee in e-communications for social media, and we're working very closely with the public relations committee. I think you've heard a bit of that, and also with the publication committee. The two P's are working closely together with the e-communications, because there's a lot of back and forth going on there. We understand that social media is in the digital world, but it's also public relations. So there needs to be a communication going yep. on there. And we're looking for people to be part of that subcommittee of e-communications and to pitch in on social media. Anybody interested in that, we'd welcome it. And our goal is to make that message consistent and on the advice of public relations.
And we have Debbie's iPad Touch hand up.
Yes. When does the committee meet?
And that's got to be changing because we are meeting on the third Monday of the month at 8:30 Eastern time. But that's one thing we're working with the committee in general to try to figure out a consistent program so we're not interfering with other groups, because we have Monday evenings at 8:30. We have this one at 7, well, that's at 7:30, and this one at 7:30, and Friday at 11. So trying to work the different committees, the different opportunities people have to serve, that we don't conflict. And then, of course, on the third Tuesday, right, of 8:30 Eastern time of every month, that's Let's Talk Low Vision with Dr. Bill. So I'm going to work with the rest of the members, Kathy and Zelda and others, to try to figure out where is the best time to meet, where should we meet. We'll keep you posted, let's put it that way.
And Tom, I do want to make sure that we get back to Zelda with credentials, but can yep. you give everyone a way to contact you if they're interested in joining the PR committee?
Just think of the beautiful green mountains versus the brown mountains out west. We sympathize for you folks. I'm Vermont Tom. Vermonttom at gmail.com. You can get to So Vermont Tom.
And we have one more hand up, if you wish to take that.
Sure, of course.
Okay, Kathy King.
There is a committee page on cclvi.info. You'll see a menu item at the top of the page or down to the right-hand side, whichever way you want to navigate it. It says Our Leadership. Below that, you'll find that we have the officers and directors, and then we have the committees. And on the committee page, you have all the committee chairs listed, and we're adding their members in there, and we'll be adding in the dates that they regularly meet as those are established. So this information will all be available. I hope that helps.
No more. Thank you, Kathy. Okay, I'm going to volley it back to Zelda. Zelda, can you tell us a little bit about the credentials committee?
All right. It's the only committee that isn't an open committee. It is set by our bylaws to include our treasurer, our secretary and our membership chair, and it clearly has just a couple goals in mind. We review the affiliate lists because we do have different affiliates underneath CCLVI, and we certify our membership lists once a year and determine how many votes each affiliate gets. So it's got a very small focus, a very big job, but very small focus. And joining me on that journey this year, I'm the membership chair, and our secretary is none other than Melanie, and our treasurer is Debbie Person, and I'm looking forward to working with both of these ladies this year on this. As Tom was talking, and as Kathy mentioned too, most of our committee work is interrelated. It's not a coincidence that we had these three committees highlighted tonight, because membership has to do with public relations has to do with membership. You know, we all work hand in hand, and there also is some crossover you see in the members. I chair the membership committee as membership chair, and I'm also a member of Tom's committee on the public relations. So that way we kind of know the right hand knows what the left hand is doing. Only in this instance in CCLVI, we've got more of an octopus with many arms out there, many hands. So that's how we get things done, is through our committee work.
That's great. Thank you so much. So I do want to thank you all for discussing your committees and what you all are hoping to accomplish and what you're looking for in new members. Zelda, do you mind giving out two things for me? The sure. phone number and contact information again, and Absolutely. As well as the committees that are going to be on next week's call.
If you would like to know more about CCLVI in general, please send an email to cclvimembership@gmail.com. And if if you don't have email, call our toll-free number, which is 844-460-0625. And last week we talked about scholarship fundraising. Yes, scholarship and fundraising. Next week we have publications, and Melanie is the chair of publications. We have finance, which Debbie Persons will chair, our finance and budget committee, and the legislative and advocacy committee is chaired by Joyce Feinberg. So tune back in to next Thursday, and we'll be talking about those committees. We'll also have a little bit in front of the committee information. Again, we'll talk about ways that one can access podcasts. And I'm really interested in this one personally. And Kathy King is going to lead that. So that's what's up for next week.
So just thank you, everybody. Thank you again, Zelda and Tom. Thank you, Donna, for hosting tonight. And like Zelda said, we're going to keep doing these. So we'll do them every Thursday night until we have gone through every committee that CCLVI has. So if you guys have any questions, reach out or join us on another Thursday. So thank you all so much. Have a good night.
Thank you, Thanks, everybody.
Melanie.
Thank you. What? Thank you for having me as your host.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Good night.